Hello, my name is Bea Bonner, and I am back with another Community Voices story. This summer, I met with cast and crew from the Springfield Muni. They are now entering the run of their final show for the 2019 season, and it's one of my all-time favorites, The Wizard of Oz. I have Penny McCarty and Mark Anderson from the Springfield Muni in the studio with me. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
And so now tell our audience what you both are doing with the show.
Sure. This is Penny. I am going to be in the ensemble cast, so doing lots of different things, singing, dancing, whatever they need me to do.
And because I'm an old man now, I get to play the part of Uncle Henry and the Oz guard, the guy that goes, "Who rang that bell?"
Wonderful. So everyone knows the story of the Wizard of Oz. I mean, who doesn't? This is something that everyone pretty much grew up on. It was one of the first things I watched as a child. And I just wanted to know, in your opinion, why do you think it's still important or still enjoyable for audiences, this story? I mean, how do we keep the story fresh and how do we keep it new?
You know, I think it's one of those stories that just never gets old. I mean, I'm almost 63 years old, and I can tell you for certainty that I have watched it, every year since as far back as I can remember, since I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I grew up in Elkhart. My grandma and Grandpa Anderson were one of the first two families that actually had a color TV, and all the kids in town would flock to their house on that one night during the year when The Wizard of Oz came on because, you know, when it got to Oz, it's all in color, and the witch's face was green, you know, and I think it just goes from generation to generation. Kids still enjoy and love it, and it's a great family show.
What do you think, Penny?
I agree, and I think that it's the magic of it all. It takes us all back to childhood so quickly. It's also exciting to point out that this year they're celebrating the 80th anniversary, right, actually during our show run of the movie. If you can imagine, it's been around that long. And so really every single person in the audience grew up with The Wizard of Oz. It's not a new show as you would see some of the others that may come to the Muni stage. This is one that people have grown up with.
I know growing up, they used to always show The Wizard of Oz, like in school when it would be like a rainy day or something. Right. And every little girl wanted to play Dorothy. And I wanted to be the lion. I did. I wanted to be the lion. And everybody thought that was so strange and so weird. But I think we all see a little bit of ourselves in these characters. And I think that's so cool. Getting to my next question, what are some new aspects that Muni's production will bring? What's something that you think is a little bit different or kind of cool that you all are doing?
I can't wait for people to see the sets that Connor and
Anna McFarland
and Anna have built. I mean, we were out there for the first time last night. I think I counted 18 different set pieces, and they're monstrous in size, and I think there's two or three that haven't even been built yet. So this production of The Wizard may set a new Muni record for most set pieces in one show.
And there's lots of surprises. Just the vision that the directors have. I just mentioned Anna McFarland, Connor McNamara are doing a great job. And just even whenever we see new and different ideas that they have, it's so exciting. And so not to give away some of those surprises, but I think that definitely Muni audiences, even if they've seen it every time it's been out there, it will be new and different with the approaches that they've had, not only with the sets, but just some of the different ways that they're using the back of the stage, and it's exciting.
I've had several people ask me, "Well, how are you guys going to do the cyclone? How's that going to be?" I said, "I can't tell you. It's a big secret. You just have to buy a ticket and come and see it for yourself."
That's right.
Definitely. I know, again, growing up, one of the most wonderful things for me to see was the Emerald City. And then, like you said, you know, as a child, my parents didn't let me watch a lot of television and things like that. So I was watching a lot of PBS and listening to a lot of NPR.
Right.
So I was one of those kids. So one of the first things they let me watch was The Wizard of Oz. And just to see the beautiful, pretty colors and everything like that, it was just so beautiful and magnificent. So I was actually going to ask a question about the set. So I'm glad you got to that already. And so one of the things that I kind of ask people when they come in here is, what is the most rewarding experience for you all as actually being a part of the show?
You know, People ask me this too, you know, from time to time, and people that know me laugh because I tell them, I said, I get to do what I do best. I show off, you know. I mean, I literally cannot wait to get out there on stage and get going. I mean, it's just, I'm blessed. You know, I've been involved in Springfield Theater for about 6 years now. I've got to do a whole bunch of shows in several different venues. I mean, and as we all know, this area has a boatload of great talent, you know, singing, dancing, acting, you know, musicianship. So, I mean, it's just fun to get out and perform.
And what's great about theater is you really become a family. Every time I'm in a show, you get to meet new people and from all walks of life, doing lots of different things and lots of different stages of life. But when the curtain comes up, so to speak, you're all part of the same team, that you're doing your individual things, but you are putting together this production as one team, one family. And that is so fun and so exciting that you come together after not knowing many of the folks, if any, for some of the newer people. And that's day one to the last show. You get to know a lot about them and just get to come together. And that's my favorite part. This particular show, I'm sharing the Muni stage for the first time with my daughter. Oh, so you'll awesome. Also see families coming together and getting to share these experiences. There's nothing like it.
So do you all rehearse at home or...
We do. We do spend some time, probably more than she would like to sometimes. But yes, you got to practice. You got to practice.
So. That's great.
Yeah.
And going along with the most rewarding, what's the most challenging part of this show in particular? Because this is a very dynamic show. There's a lot of colors, a lot of sets, a lot of dances, a lot of singing. There's a lot going on. So what's been the most challenging part?
I think, well, there's still some of that to come as we're still putting all of that together on the stage itself. We have a lot of, as we mentioned, a lot of set pieces to fit into the stage and a lot of actors. And for me personally, just trying to fit in what we've been doing for the last, some people don't realize this has been our summer. So we started the first week of June. And so a lot of hard work goes into it, but it's really when everything comes together on that stage that, and we just started last night on the actual Muni stage following Millie's run, that you finally see, okay, this is how it all fits together and how it can all come together in those last 2 weeks is key.
The stage crew, we met them all for the first time last night. I kind of give them a couple of my hugs backstage. I could tell they were a little shell-shocked because I don't think they had any idea. I mean, they're going to earn their pay in this show because they are going to be moving stuff back and forth constantly from act one clear to the finale. I mean, they're going to earn their buck.
That in itself is choreography, is fitting those set pieces behind one another.
And I know I do theater here, and we had a show where we were constantly moving a lot of props and set pieces, and we have one rehearsal where we just went through, all right, let's go through the crew's blocking and see how everybody's going to move on and off.
That's kind of what we started doing last night. I think that's what we're going to continue to do tonight, too, just to kind of give them a time to get the, you know, because they got to know when to move this piece and how to move these others out of the way so this one fits in the wings, because there's, you know, there's only so many square feet we have out there.
Definitely. And then one thing I want to know too, because like I said, this is such a fun show and we see so many different characters. Have you all seen costumes and know what costuming is going to look like?
The costumes that I've seen are just phenomenal. They've done such a great job and thought of everything. And so they were even telling us some different nuances that will happen with lighting, with the costumes, and seeing all of that come together will be tons of fun in the next 2 weeks. But the ones that I've seen are just phenomenal. I think people will be thrilled seeing the costumes and the colors and the creativity.
And I heard a little secret. I heard there might be some flying in the show.
There might be, yes. You might see somebody, some flying.
Somebody's been spying, yeah.
Somebody, I have a little birdie on my shoulder that might have told me there might be some flying.
Yes, there, and that is, again, a whole different aspect of what we can do in a theater when we're practicing versus what we're going to do in the show. And so flight practices have started in the last week, too, and just putting that together will be a whole different aspect.
Yeah, that's a separate crew in itself.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
don't forget a Muni dog at intermission. They're the best.
Very important.
Well, thank you both for coming out, and we wish you all the luck and break a leg.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.